Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. Your host, Welton Gaddy, is off this week. I'm Jack Moline. My guest is activist, artist, and author, Adafe Opuro. There were challenges for you going through the asylum system in America as well. What effect would those challenges have on survivors of violence and danger who enter the system trying to escape persecution in their homeland?
First of all, detention centers are all across the United States. And detention is a form of torture. So like, I was fleeing from my country because I don't want to go to jail and came to America and I was placed on handcuff and taken to jail. You know, that kind of further complicates the mental health of individuals who come here to seek protection. I think that it's difficult for you to rebuild your life if you feel like you don't have what as a human being and you're like an alien in this new country. First of all, when a new refugee, like a displaced person, goes to a new country, UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, says it takes averagely 17 years to resettle in a new country. So sometimes you have to learn a new language, you might have to go back to school, social cues are different. So when you stay in a jail for some time and you now come into the society because of that low self-esteem and maltreatment you have faced, you become difficult for you to be like, feel any sense of worth as a human being. Asylum is an opportunity for people to rebuild their lives. I think many people feel like detention should be there because it's a way of like documenting people before they come into the country. But most Western countries do not use detention as a system of like welcoming new immigrants. And if we go back historically, use of detention was to deter Black and brown migrants from coming into America. So I feel like our treatment of immigrants in America is mostly geared towards Black and brown people coming from Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, or Asia. Most people who come from Europe do not face such kind of sentimental backlash because it's like signaling. If you come to the airport, you're Black, you like that. That's how they signal you to be, go to the side. You get to face more rigorous kind of like documentation. In America, when we talk about immigration, we always think about people coming here. And we never think about why would somebody leave their home to come here to seek protection? And if someone flee their home to come to America, why would we have them to go through a system that makes them feel less of a human being? And that is something I think is surprising for me, because when I was coming to America, I had a different perception of what America is. I think that America is like, it's like the land of the free, the home of the brave. That was my idea of America. But going through the asylum system made me have a different idea of what America is.
So let's talk about the other part of your book, building on what we've heard you say already, the manifesto section. What are you calling for, and from whom should it come?
I think systemic change in America is very difficult because we have a 50-50 split Senate. The last time they had a comprehensive immigration reform was in 1980. The U.S. Congress passed the Refugee Act of 1980. That was what gave rise to the opportunity for people to seek asylum. But now I'm calling for the humane treatment of immigrants. Like the idea that guided the book was that home is not just where you feel safe and welcome only, but how you make it feel safe and welcome and for others. I'm not saying that we should open the doors for everybody to come to America. But when someone is fleeing persecution and gets to the door of America, it should be left to the judicial system to decide if the person is worthy to stay in America. So why are we citizens who do not have a legal understanding of the asylum system saying that people should not come here? If I came here and I wasn't given the opportunity to see an immigration judge, maybe I might have died in my own country. for just being who I am as a gay person. Many people come in here, that is their quest, is an opportunity to rebuild their lives in a new country. And I think that's what all America is all about, is that it's the dream that if you come here, you can have an opportunity to have a good education, to build your life, and to be able to have a family. And that is what I'm asking for Americans to do, is to look at our lives and think, if our fathers, our great-grandfathers come here and they were given an opportunity to rebuild their life, why are we shutting the door for people who are coming here to seek the same opportunity?
Well, you are a deeply faithful person as well, and yet you've been injured in lots of ways by the traditions that you've attempted to be a part of. I think that's probably the experience for lots of people in the LGBT community. What would you tell them about maintaining their faith in the face of sometimes antagonistic religious institutions?
I think that our faith has nothing to do with people. It's all about our relationship with a divine being. And if you allow people to shape or refrain you from having that relationship, then those people have won. I think it's not allowing them to win over us, because the reason why we are able to win gay rights is not just because of gay people alone. There were people who were not gays, that were allies. There's only 4% of gay people in America. The remaining 96% are non-gay. So if those people are not allies, we wouldn't have gotten anywhere. So I would say, just act like the way Jesus acted. That is to be a peacemaker, a lover of humanity, and just continue to have faith that everything will be okay. Because when I was younger, I never saw people that were gay. In the church, in my community, I never saw people. And if I had given up right then, right now, I wouldn't be an example to other younger people who see me and feel like they can have a life too as a gay person. So if you hold on to your faith and you continue to live life joyously and faithfully, one day your life will be an example to other people. And even people that hate you would say, I wish to be like that person, because they're a true example of what it is to be a Christian.
Adafi Oporo is a successful management consultant in New York City, a global gay rights activist, and founder of Refuge America. He shares his journey from Nigerian refugee to American success story and testifies to the challenges and obstacles within the asylum system in the book Asylum, a Memoir and Manifesto. Adafi, it is a powerful work. Thank you so much for making the time to be with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much.
We need to take one last break, and then interreligious activism in North Dakota. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, brought to you by Interfaith Alliance.